Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. If you're not from Queensland or have no interest in Queensland law, this podcast regrettably is not for you. So, to save your precious time, you may wish to stop listening. We know that the Queensland review has been underway for quite some time, particularly late 2018. Now, basically, on November 16th, 2019, the Queensland government released the final consultation regulatory impact statement. I'm recording this on November 17th, 2019. I want to dedicate this podcast in relation to some information about one of the proposed changes, and that's tenant right to make minor modifications to rental property. I'm sourcing a written blog from my website, realestateexcellence.com.au, and more information's at my website there. And I just want to share with you some thoughts. Basically, addressing the issue that the government are proposing for the tenant right to make minor modifications. Now, the devil's in the detail. They haven't released the actual draft legislation, and that's the most important part. We need to see the detail as opposed to words and proposals. But regardless, we have what we have. This podcast will be short because, frustratingly, the government wanting to change legislation for tenants' rights to make it more of a home for them, which I address in other podcasts and also on my blog at realestateexcellence.com.au. There's already legislation covering this. There's no need to make further legislation. I'm very perplexed on this and many other matters. Sections 207, 208, and 209 of the current RTRA Act in Queensland cover tenants. Regarding end lessors, about tenants wanting to attach a fixture or make a change, structural change to the property. And you may want to look at these sections at realestateexcellence.com.au. It's on my homepage, or look at the Act yourself, of course. But basically, there's provisions protection for the tenant if the landlord's unreasonable. There's provisions and protection for the lessor if the tenant does the wrong thing and doesn't seek permission from the landlord. So I'm confused as to why the government want to continue over regulating and want to create more legislation of legislation that already exists that is fair and balanced for both parties. So I really encourage people to have their say. We've got a short term now, as I say, November 17, 2019 is when I'm recording this. And basically, please, realestateexcellence.com.au. You're more than welcome to copy, paste, edit my submissions, or obviously have your own say, but to try and make it easier for you. Of the 135,000 responses governments say they got, only 2% received came from our sector, the property managers, 18% from property owners, and 79% from tenants, with 1% being other. I really encourage you to have your say now. The clock is ticking and it's obviously not too late, but soon the draft bill will be released and it will be too late, but at least we know we've had our say. But let's be positive and hope dies last and share with your landlords. I've also got more information on my website about the review, plus without grounds removal and more. realestateexcellence.com.au. If you're a member of Real Estate Excellence, you know where we are if we can help you. This is Stacey Holt, and thanks for joining me. Bye for now.